A Kenyan court has temporarily blocked plans by the United States to establish an Ebola quarantine facility in the country, amid growing public concern over the risk of importing infections from the regional outbreak. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The proposed 50-bed isolation center, reportedly intended for U.S. citizens exposed to Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda, was due to begin operations on Friday with American medical staff overseeing the facility. However, Kenya's High Court ruled that no foreign government can establish or operate an Ebola-related quarantine or treatment center in the country until a legal challenge is heard. The case was brought by rights organization Katiba Institute, which argued that the plan posed grave and imminent risks to public health. The court also barred authorities from allowing entry to Ebola-exposed or infected individuals under any such arrangement. The move follows mounting criticism from Kenyan lawmakers, medical unions, and members of the public, many of whom question why Kenya should host a facility linked to a deadly outbreak centered in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo. Reports suggesting the center could be located in Laikipia County triggered protests from local politicians, who demanded transparency from the government over any agreements reached with Washington. Kenya's largest doctors' union accused the government of engaging in backdoor negotiations and warned against turning the country into a containment colony for Ebola patients. The union also criticized reports that the facility would be staffed by U.S. personnel rather than Kenyan health workers, threatening nationwide industrial action if authorities fail to disclose details of the arrangement. The Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of the Congo has so far resulted in more than 900 suspected infections and at least 220 deaths, according to officials, while neighboring Uganda has also reported cases. Despite the controversy, Kenyan President William Ruto defended international cooperation on public health emergencies, saying diseases such as Ebola require coordinated global action. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.